Welcome, everyone. This is the town board meeting for the Winchester area of 22. That's a lot of twos.
It's really good luck.
Anyway, I'd like everyone to please turn off or mute all your phones or other electronic devices. And please take all private conversations outside of the room. The meeting is now in order. And Judy, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure will. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And next is roll call. My name is Bob Mikes. To my right is
Dorothy Gold.
My left.
Judy Siegel.
Okay.
Victoria Bonner.
Staff.
Beatrice Martinez, Commissioner Sagerblum's office.
Okay. Staff. Are you here as staff or?
I'm never here as staff, but I'm Vivian Gorski, Commissioner.
Okay. Well, that's all then, right?
I'll live comprehensive planning.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual hearing items as they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. And please step up to the speaker's podium, if you have one. If applicable, clearly state your name, address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board majority. Okay, we need approval of the minutes for the February 8th meeting.
I motion to approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Also need approval for the agenda today with one change. Item number one will be delayed at least another 2 weeks. So item two will be our thing. Any informational items from any of you?
Yes, Chair. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Commissioner Sagerblum will be hosting a virtual town hall on short-term rentals. You can find all the information online at clarkcountynd.gov. We send out a press release. The press will probably be reporting on it. It's short-term rentals. The state required the legalization of short-term rentals, and the county has to do an ordinance by the summer. Winchester will also be hosting a drive-through COVID testing on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. That's it.
Okay, thank you.
Let's approve the agenda for tonight. I motion to approve.
Motion to approve which?
The agenda for tonight.
Oh, yeah. There's been a motion to approve tonight's agenda with the one change. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's move on to item number two, which is UC22044-LV-PCPS, LLC and LVAM-LLC. This is for a use permit for deviations as shown per plans on file in conjunction with the resort hotel, which is the Sahara. Deviations for the following: 1, alternative street landscaping; 2, increased fence height; and 3, all other deviations as depicted per plans on file. also for waivers of development standards for the following, and that is to reduce setbacks, two, to reduce the setback for an access gate, and three, allow non-standard improvements within the future right-of-way, Las Vegas Boulevard South. Also, for design review, for changes and modifications to an approved resort hotel on 17.5 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Sahara Avenue within Winchester. Is the applicant or representative present?
Yes, sir. Greg Borgel, 300 South 4th Street, here for the Sahara Hotel. We have the architect and a representative of the hotel if you have questions appropriate for their consideration. Similar to what we did last time, we want to talk about the changes here in two segments. First, there are changes at the front of the hotel, and there are changes in the treatment of the rear along Paradise. So taking it one step at a time, this is the front of the hotel. The changes, although they are described as alternative and non-standard, everything is being enhanced. So even though we're on the Strip, which has its own rules, what we're doing is enhancing everything. For example, there's enhanced landscaping here, which is along the Las Vegas Boulevard frontage. There is a 5-foot fence, decorative fence, which we can show you as well, out here. The drive-in, which you sort of looked at last time, but we didn't talk about, has been greatly improved. The signs were approved last time by you and are going to the County Commission. But, for example, this new design has a traffic control roundabout for people who get in this driveway and that isn't where they want to be. So we don't chase them through some awkward system. There's now a roundabout when they realize that they should have gone to the parking garage, basically. And speaking of the parking garage, although you saw it last time, what's really before you tonight is the new front design of the parking garage, which is now showing as a decorative, surface-mounted, perforated metal screen, as you saw before, and I think already liked, but clearly that's an improvement visually for everyone. There's a new landscaping area here as you go into the garage from Las Vegas Boulevard. The signs, which are shown here, you previously approved, but we wanted to put it in context, so now you're seeing the entirety. Moving on, and still dealing with the front, here's a picture of the enhanced landscaping. Another view of the screening of the parking facility and showing the so-called non-standard walkway and landscaping, which again is being enhanced, and meanders here, which frankly is a much better look. And we are kind of constrained on where it can go and still meet the county standards, including the discussed, at least, possible widening of Las Vegas Boulevard in that area. Not now, and not being asked for now by staff, but we have to sort of allow for it in our planning. And here's the big picture of the front garage as you drive in. And the sign, you recall, was previously approved when we came back. But you expressed a particular interest in how much screening there would be and how it would be done. So this is the thoroughgoing picture of the changes in the front of the Sahara. And then moving to the Paradise Road side, enhanced landscaping here with the pylon, decorative pylons, that's new. And this shows, once again, the screening with the perforated metal screen along the Paradise frontage as well. here, aesthetic improvement. And this shows how we're going to treat that portion of the parking garage, which last time when we talked about it, you remember, we said that the new sign, the new taller sign, would be behind that, and therefore we thought it would not create a visible issue. But the sign was approved separately as well. This shows how it relates to the new screening. Last time, we're now moving slightly north. This was the first view. Moving slightly north, this shows a little more detail of the new entrance facility. Again, enhanced landscaping here with flowers, a decorative fence, decorative pylon. And the question arose last time about how are people getting into the parking garage when I describe these little signs as being interior in the building, sort of. You can see better here. It's basically a tunnel effect of getting through there, and then you can make the left turn into the garage. Moving even further along, we're getting near the Sahara frontage now. Once again, enhanced landscaping where there's very little now. There'll be a lot more, and a decorative fence, decorative pylons to match the rest of the property, and it really matches the front too, but nobody's going to see the front and the back at the same time, but as it happens, they match. There is a new employee entrance gate here, just for employees, and the fire lane is being accented. The sidewalk is remaining. And I'm done.
You're done.
Is this Sahara Avenue?
Sahara's out here.
Oh, Sahara.
Going this
okay.
way. See, in fact,
and
you can see the sign.
So this is paradise. Paradise.
This is paradise,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank
Sahara
you.
Runs this
right.
way, and you can see
right.
you can see the sign from here, in fact.
All right.
Except I can't.
Well, before we go on, is there any comments from anyone in the audience regarding this item? Nothing, pretty quiet bunch. Huh? Anything, comments from the staff? Okay. Board.
I love the new design. It's really nice. What are they going for? The design throughout the entire property, what are they calling the design that they...
Sahara.
No, like the design. Obviously Sahara, but what's the design that they're going after?
The metal panels.
Like metal
on the
and not what they're changing it to.
Well, the metal on the garage is supposed to kind of mimic the sand dunes out of the desert.
And you'll see the logo. I'm sorry for cutting you off there. You see the logo, which will become more common on the side.
So, not just, yeah. just real random?
Yeah, just trying to put our stamp and our brand on the building, peeling back all the SLS.
So another question you guys might not know, that are they going to go back targeting the Las Vegas locals and the convention years rather than what SLS was trying to do?
Yeah, so, I mean, we're not looking to bring everyone from Southern California because they don't have any brand. I know they do run some local promotions. I'm not really familiar with that since I stick to construction and not marketing.
Got it.
Okay, any other comments? Dorothy, anything?
No, I love it. I remember the original Sahara. I was flabbergasted when there was an SLS. Couldn't figure that out. So much good luck.
Thank you.
A bunch of us put in dress.
I don't think they, yeah.
It wasn't a good decision.
In view of the fact that there are no other comments, I move that this item be approved with staff conditions.
I
All
second
in
that.
Favor?
I second that motion.
Oh, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
And we're sure you're going to like it when it gets done.
Okay.
Well, that was easy.
But we were glad you were here.
And you know that you guys bypass us.
Well, we were so glad you
were here. I'd always like to see stuff like this.
Well, good. I'm just putting a big investment in there for sure.
Well, for the rest of us, that was our one and only item. Is there any other general business we need to know about? No? And comments by the general public. This period is devoted to
You're
comments
welcome.
By the public about matters relevant to this board jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter and not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. All right, our next meeting then will be March the 8th at 6 o'clock. If there are no further comments, what are you coming over for? Are you going to make a comment?
No, I thought you were wrapping up.
Oh.
She's just going to turn the little gadget off.
This meeting is now adjourned.